RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a Victory Monday at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Join us for the Jordan Mailata Show at 6 with me, Jordan Mailata, and Elliot Shore Parks in the Players Lounge at 7 with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and an Eagles player who we are not sure who it's going to be.
Nope.
Yeah, all right.
I'm guessing it's Tanner, but I don't know.
Maybe it's Tanner.
I think Tanner's up in the rotation.
Might see some Tanner on Sunday, depending on how the Bears game goes.
Well, at least that's what we'll be talking to him about.
Yes, yeah. So,
how excited are you, Tanner, to play Sunday?
Maybe play Sunday. All right. So, Eagles play in Buffalo, and if there is a fan base in the AFC that is most similar to Eagles fans,
got
that
respect
we have
a
kinship with, it is Bills fans.
Yeah.
And fans of Philly had a big group going up, as they always do. Fans of Philly also has a Buffalo version as well, which makes sense when you think about it.
Two crazy fan bases.
Yeah, so there was a big pregame tailgate, which they always do, and our own James Seltzer was at the tailgate. Now, I'm watching other videos from fans of Philly, and one of them has another Eagles fans that, if you've ever seen, Bills fans jump off of, like, cars through tables, like wrestlers.
Seen Jason Kelsey do it.
Jason Kelsey did it.
Yeah.
And I saw a different Eagles fan do it, jumped off something onto a table, broke the table, everybody cheers, blah, blah, blah. So then Jack sends me a video. And the video is on the internet. It's on everybody's Twitter account.
Oh, man.
It's on the WIP
I didn't
Twitter
see it
account.
This morning.
Oh, yeah. The WIP Twitter account is on Elliot's Twitter account.
And Elliot goes legend, by the way.
Yeah, well, there might have been a little sarcasm in the legend there.
Yeah.
So Seltzer is standing on something. What's he standing on? A higher table?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And there's a table in front of him, a white, folding table or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. And Seltzer, you can see in his face, he's like, oh, no.
He
doesn't
want
to do it.
I got myself into this. And now, so he asked them to move the table.
Yeah.
They move it. He asked them to move the table again.
Yep.
They move it. And then jumping is not what I would call what James did.
More like folding.
It's like he fell off the table.
It was almost like he passed out. I don't know. If you're around here, if you've ever seen somebody, Jack, you probably never went through this. If you've ever seen somebody do whippets, is that every once in a while when somebody does a whippet, they just fall. They just, they're standing there, and they just topple over. That's what it looks like James did. He toppled over.
So bad.
He hit the side of the table.
Did the table even move?
No. The table slid a little bit, and then James hit the floor.
The table won.
Yeah.
That's not how it's supposed to go.
Yeah. Honestly, Seltzer should have just lied on the floor and had the table thrown on him.
That would have been better.
Would have been better.
And he went into, like, a fetal position.
Yeah. It was horrible. It was... I talk about when I was fat, I jumped off the stage at the TLA and nobody caught me. That was a much better effort than what James put through yesterday. I thought what James did was well-intentioned.
Yeah.
But it was the most – we've had a lot of embarrassing moments as Philadelphia fans.
Yeah.
This is the most embarrassing moment for a Philadelphia fan, I think, in the last 25 years.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it again.
I couldn't stop watching it.
So many different things here. First of all, why is he jumping knees first? He should be jumping the other way.
It was like he'd never jumped before.
Yeah, it's like he never did. And had he not seen a video of what they do?
Exactly. Other problem for him, there you can tell, not enough liquid courage.
Right.
Yeah, he definitely didn't have enough alcohol in him.
No, not to endorse more. But
I'm just saying.
The table just slides away and hits the ground. Yeah. And he puts his arms up like, look what I'm about to do.
he's flipping off the crowd.
Oh, and then boom.
No, there's no boom.
The boom is him hitting the floor.
Yeah, the boom is him. Like, you only hit 25% of the table.
You missed the table?
You missed the majority of the table.
I mean, this is so bad. And I know what you're saying. I know if you're a James defender, and look, we all love James. I love James.
Yeah.
You're saying, well, I don't see you jumping off a table. I know.
Exactly.
I know. I'm pushing 50. I have a replacement hip. I have a bad back. If somebody asked me to jump on the table, I would simply say no. I would not embarrass myself. What?
So he goes knees first. He doesn't realize how gravity and mass works.
Yeah.
The majority of the weight is still behind him, which is why he falls the other way.
Right, why he slides backwards.
That's why he slides backwards as opposed to going forward.
Well, and here's the trick with jumping on the table.
Oh,
this is what people don't understand about jumping on the table.
Right.
Is the reason this is possible is because the table is breaking your fall.
Yes.
What's happening is if you just jumped on the ground, that would hurt. The table is a plastic that gives.
Yes.
It gives in the middle. The table is breaking your fall from hitting the ground.
Yes.
So
there's no reason to be scared to hit the ground.
No.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, you should be. The table is helping you.
Yeah.
That's the trick here.
Well, my other favorite part about the video is what's supposed to happen when you do it. I know.
It's so bad.
So bad. Is the crowd is supposed to erupt. The crowd died.
They just stand there.
They were disappointed.
Yeah.
The crowd died.
First of all, they're like, hold on, did he hurt himself?
They're like, oh, no.
This is worse than when my wife fell on the dance floor at our wedding, and you had to pick her up. This is way worse. This
way
is the worst fall I've ever
way
seen.
Way worse. And you're fully padded. He has a hoodie on with an Eskimo coat on.
Yeah.
Like, what is he afraid of?
Look at it. Oh, it is just the worst performance ever.
So it almost... If you didn't have the full picture there, you would think somebody pulled the table on him.
So did he was off today. Did he call into the morning show at least?
I don't know.
Oh, he didn't call in to address this.
I don't think so.
Then he's got to call. Can you text him and see if we'll call in later?
Okay.
He's definitely not going to call us.
Well, he better.
Judging by early texts, was not thrilled with any ball busting about it.
Well, welcome to WIP, buddy.
Yeah, what do you think?
No ball busting.
Yeah, what do you think?
This is who you are for the rest of your life. You're going to have to do something better.
Jason Kelsey tweeted at him.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Oh, this is awesome.
I mean, what can he do to make up for this, I think?
He has to redo it, doesn't he?
He's got to redo it.
Yeah.
He's got to redo it in the playoffs.
Yeah.
At a home game.
Oh, Lord.
He's got to fix this. He's got to fix it. The internet's forever. The internet's forever.
And definitely forever. And we definitely won't let it go.
No. No, because I'll be arguing with him at some point, and I'm just going to go, if I'm going to get frustrated, I'm going to go, do you remember when you pushed out on the table jump?
Oh, my God.
I can say that, Jack.
Yeah.
I can say pushed out.
I just called on what you said.
Well.
Yeah, slow down over
big dog. I can say
it. I know you're off the rest of the world. Not tomorrow.
All right. All right.
Oh, man.
2155.
This is classic.
If there's anyone who can defend James.
It's how slow he goes towards the table, too.
It's not a jump. It's a fall.
It's a fall?
Yeah, he looks like he had a stroke.
I'm falling. I can't get up. And again, the crowd.
Oh, man.
Just so disappointed.
Just dead in the back.
And this is, you know, there's some. We have live in a very divided country. This is one thing that we can all unite on, is that James looked terrible. Is that this was an embarrassing moment for James.
Better performance. Eagles, second half offense.
Or well, James here?
Or Seltzer jumping off the table.
Well, the Eagles won.
Well, at least we won the game.
Yeah, Seltzer didn't win anything here. And I hope he thought about this all game. I hope he thought about it all. Everyone saw you. It's on the internet.
He definitely thought about it all game.
Yes.
He knew. That's why he didn't come in today. He's like, yeah, I can't go back.
He may never come back.
He's off till the next Monday.
They might need another guy. Call Buzz.
He's off till next
Monday. He's off till the next Monday.
Buzz, you know what Buzz is saying? Buzz is whispering to camera, I'll jump on the table.
Oh, yeah, I'll do
I'll
it.
Jump on the table.
Head first.
I'll jump on the table. My big old noggin.
Yeah, widows peek out.
All right. 215-592-9494.
No one's safe.
Oh, boy. What'd you think of the big win? And I'm not talking about James's failure. I'm talking about the Eagles' big win. We are at Cheekies and Pete's in South Philly. We will hear from Nick Sirianni coming up within the hour as well. You can catch all the Eagles' action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. That is Cheekies and Pete's.
Man, that was good stuff.
Ike, you got to tell everybody about Surfside.
Oh.
Yeah, too busy. Too busy watching Seltzer.
Too busy retweeting Seltzer.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to go give that a good old retweet,
right,
too.
Yes. Okay. All right, Surfside is the perfect fit this holiday season. Whether you're watching football, hitting the slopes, or warming up by the fire, there's nothing better than enjoying your favorite Surfside canned cocktail to keep the good times going. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, and it's smooth, easy to sip, and always refreshing. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, I'm a big fan of ice fishing for them aluminum cans.
No.
I'm
What did he say?
The cold beer drinker. Chalice on my pop top finger.
How many songs about beer?
Ready to roll. Come on, man.
See, this is the kind of song that you idiots from Chester County all sit around, make it pretend you're from down south. You're not from down south. You're from Chester County.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. Makes you want to crack a cold one.
You always want to crack a cold one. There's not no during point the at which you don't want to crack a cold one.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Beer's good.
This sucks.
Beer's good.
That song sucks.
It's kind of like, you know how people hate Nickelback?
Yeah, but they shouldn't.
I mostly agree with you.
Yeah, yeah.
There's sometimes that bad country hits.
that
hits. That's Luke Bryan. He's total fraud now. Back in the day, Prime Luke Bryan was a problem.
Why is he a fraud now?
Yeah, why is he a fraud now?
I just think his music's bad now. Oh. He had a good run there.
Okay.
And then he fizzled out. It happens.
Too many songs about
artists,
beer?
Yes. Yeah.
How many songs about ice cold beer?
Dude, so I was looking through my one playlist today.
Or your pickup truck.
In an ice cold beer.
Blue jeans.
And a
ciggy beer.
In my pickup truck. And I brought my
fishing.
Dog.
He's going to say, don't forget the dog.
The dog.
And
it's always a golden retriever.
Drinking a beer. And
no poodles.
I'm singing a song. And I'm singing it. I brewed it. Singing a song. God, it's so embarrassing.
Love it.
It's the WIP afternoon show at Ice
Puts you in a good mood.
It does not put me in a good mood. We will have Nick Sirianni's press conference for you in a moment. The coach's press conference sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Dreaming of another chip? Make her feel like... I almost sung that like a country
you
song.
Did. I was like, why'd you go back to the accent?
Here it is. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Dreaming of another chip. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond rings from Mark's Jewelers. On rings. Online on Mark's-Jewelers.com. Did you like Nick Sirianni yelling in the tunnel after the game? 66% say no. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Furry Bruce?
Furry Bruce. Oh, damn it, Bruce.
Oh. Oh. Do we put this on Buzz?
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Bruce could have been waiting since 10 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, so. Yep. Lou in Newtown, you're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
Three Lous?
Yes, just another Lou. What's up, Lou?
I thought I was going to be the third in a row.
Almost. Anyway. Well, very close.
Very close. I would say this is more of a Bills loss than an Eagles win. That fourth and one should have been 3 points for the Bills. And then going for two for the win at the end instead of going to overtime, it just feels more like a Bills loss than an Eagles win. A win nonetheless, but I'm not as excited as Nick Sirianni.
Well, you're not going to go for it on fourth and one when you're – I mean, you're not going to kick a field goal from the one-yard line when you're down by 13 points.
It doesn't change the math. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I've always followed always take the points philosophy.
Yeah, I'm with you most of the time on that. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And when was that? Was that still in the third quarter?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. End of the third.
Now here's
a lot of team left to play. Down 13.
Sure.
Well, the other thing to remember, Lou, is they had a backup kicker in there. Who, you know, they've had him in there for a couple of weeks. They cut him today. He had an extra point blocked. If you're McDermott, who I also think probably should have been fired three times already over the last few years, but if you're him and you're worried about the kicker and you're down 13 points, I can understand the idea of going for a touchdown there. I get it. Like, I understand.
Yeah, but this is the NFL. This isn't high school football.
Well, you got to believe a lot of coaches would have gone for that there. I'm not saying every coach would have. Imagine if that's us, do you think we're kicking a field goal there or going for it?
I think we're going for it.
It depends on the outcome with this city, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, to your point about the Bills losing it rather than the Eagles winning it, I think there are some times when the other team is such a comedy of errors that happens. But I don't think you can say that when you have an offense in the Bills' offense. It was missing. Look, Allen was a little hurt, missing a player, whatever. Still a top five offense in the NFL that you shut down for 53 minutes of the game. Like, and it, not by accident, you know, by dominating them. So I think there are sometimes if the Bills had had a bunch of penalties or a bunch of stupid, but that's not what the Bills did.
Right.
I think there's enough there to not say that the Bills just blew that game. I agree with you. I would have kicked the extra point, not knowing,
and gone into overtime.
But again, Josh Allen missed a wide open Khalil Shakir on that as well, and that's not the Bills losing it. It's the quarterback not making a play. And if Jalen had done that, we would have all crushed Jalen for that. You know, we wouldn't have said that, you know, we gave away the game. I think that plays on Josh Allen, who's part of the team.
He's not in that position if they do take the point, right? Again, if they
understandable.
35 yeah. points, then, yeah, you need six. Right,
but I guess.
Listen, it's a fair. I mean, I think we're spiking our. We just disagree that it was. I mean, you're not giving the Eagles any credit for winning the game. You're basically saying the Bills lost the game.
Well, I did watch the second half, or at least I listened to the second half.
Yeah, but
there's two halves to a game, though.
They dominated the first half. Right? They dominated the first half. Yeah.
So they don't get credit for that? How about the defense dominated for 3.5 quarters?
I don't disagree with any of that, but okay. I still do think that this is a McDermott loss for those two decisions.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate the call, though.
I'm going to change his mind.
Yeah, right. It's a fair point. I think there are certain situations where the other team, makes so many dumb mistakes that you could say that we were handed one. I don't think we were handed one yesterday.
No.
And I'm not somebody who walked away from that game super enthused. I thought it was a good win.
We all felt fortunate they won it.
Yes.
Yeah, we all felt fortunate they won it.
Got a little lucky at the end.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Got a little lucky at the end. Yep. But you say that Allen wouldn't have been in that position if this, that, or the other. Also, the Eagles wouldn't have been in position to win a game by the skin of their teeth if they hadn't dominated defensively for most of the game. They wouldn't have been in that position to win the game by the skin of their teeth if they hadn't had a good offensive first half. So,
or if the refs weren't terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
I don't care what anyone says. This is supposed to be a league where you're protecting quarterbacks. That hit on Jalen on the sideline, I don't care if he had a half a toe in bounds. He had a clear foot out of bounds and got smashed over there. Man, I've seen that play called against defenses a million times where you're saying you could have avoided that hit on him, and you didn't avoid the hit, so it's unnecessary roughness. He's clearly going out of bounds. He's not trying to sneak and get an extra yard. He's clearly going out of bounds, and you got a hit on him, and the ref was standing there, and if you rewatch it like I did today, the ref thought about throwing the flag.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he reached for it.
Oh, he should have totally thrown the flag.
He definitely reached for it.
He got
and
leveled.
It's on the damn Eagles sideline.
Yeah. Like Mahomes gets that call.
Yes.
The guy gets kicked out of the game if he puts that hit on Mahomes.
Yeah, I think there are – for NFL roughs, I think, are having a tough year. There are so many
bang, bang
of
plays.
Those judgment calls
yeah.
that it seems like – to your point, it just seems like there's not enough consistency on them.
That's what it is.
Like, I think they could – now, I think they could get rid of a lot of that offensive and defensive pass interference by calling it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the offensive player puts his hand on the defensive player, if they just call that every time, and then as soon as the defensive player puts his hand on the offensive player, if they just call it all the time, they could get rid of it. They clearly – I wonder if that is a change moving forward, because there's been – it doesn't seem like generally there's been as much – passing offense the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. I know the NFL likes passing offense.
They do.
I wonder if they clean that up, you know.
Trying to get offense extra yards.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
Want us to play defense with our hands tied behind our back.
Yes. Uh-oh, I didn't mean to bring out this, Ike.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah. You can guard these wide receivers. They get all types of advantages already.
Yes.
It's the toughest position to play
yep.
other than quarterback playing defensive back.
Oh, of course.
And, I mean, just take, for example, the game against the Cowboys where CeeDee Lamb is basically assaulting Cooper DeJean down the field. They call a defensive pass interference on Cooper.
Yeah. Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like I think they could clean it up, and if they cleaned it up, it would be a lot easier to call. The problem is there just doesn't seem to be.
It's subjective, yeah. so it's what they think it is.
It doesn't seem like there's any guiding principle. Like some refs call some things and other refs don't call them.
I mean, that call against Quinyon, I don't know if you could play cornerback any better than what he did on that deep ball. He looked back for the ball. Yeah, it was some hand fighting with both of them, though.
Yeah, that's my point.
And it's supposed to be the defense is supposed to get the benefit of the doubt as long as he's looking back to make a play on the ball.
Right.
And that's what he was doing, which is much different than the dude who held – I mean, Tre'Davious White, who held A.J. Brown's
arm down
the whole damn time.
215-592-9494.
AJ, I need you to sell that a little bit more, too, buddy.
He could have done that.
I mean, my goodness.
He could, you know.
Do something flail.
Watch some James Harden
or
Embiid. LeBron does it. Trae Young.
Flopping?
Do the head.
That's a little flop.
Do the head thing.
Yes.
Your head to go back, you know.
I agree.
Furry Bruce, you're on WIP.
Ike, Spike, and Jackie Baseball. Oh!
Oh!
What's up, Furry Bruce?
Hey. Yo, Ike, my brother's listening, yes. Man. He put in a personal request with some Ike juice on his victory.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Buzz was ready.
Hey, man, look, I tell you, you know, I'm glad that y'all were talking about some of those calls. That, you know, I call that game, that was the Roger Goodell, Buffalo Bills hater game. Those referee calls were insane, and the ones
the league's always out to get the Eagles, Bruce.
No one likes us. They don't care.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And and I tell you, it was just really something. But just to talk, I'm just not going to thrive on that too long. But just to talk about this game, you know, I'm so happy, I'm so proud of the Eagles in the way they played that game, because under all the conditions, you know, they went up there. And they did what they needed to do. Now, again, the second half issue of the lack of offense is something that needs to be talked about. I don't understand, like, with the use of, and the lack of use of Tank Bigsby. We had a signing, I think it was in the second quarter. They used him for a series or two. And when things are not working, this is the thing that really just gets me about the staff.
That day was Will Shipley's day.
Oh, you work at two.
Two okay. Carries too much, by the way.
A couple of them. But the defense and the special teams, aside from the from the mistakes, I think they really saved the game for us. But I just don't. They need to figure out how to come up with some different plays to avoid being in a funk. Because see, here's the problem. Now I know on two of those series they were backed up. Got that. But. This is not sustainable because our defense is going to break. They're going to break in the playoffs. Maybe not in the first game, but in the second game. And I just don't see where the strategic thinking and planning and making adjustments against good teams, they're still failing at that. And I don't know what we're going to see getting into the divisional round.
Sorry, Bruce, we got to put you on hold. Here is Coach Nick Sirianni.
Hey, Coach, thanks for taking the time for us today. We'll kick things off with John McMullen and then go to Dave Zangaro.
Hey, Nick. Excuse me. There's been a couple times this year, a few times this year, where you've had an efficient half offensively and then an inefficient one. After you watched the film yesterday, any themes coming across when that does happen?
Yeah, you know, that's we watched the tape from yesterday, graded the tape, went through it, offense, defense, special teams. That's something that's on our, we're going to watch all those in conjunction with each other, today, tomorrow, to kind of look at some of those things right there. I think, again, at the end of the day, we got to do a better job putting them in position to succeed. We got to do a better job executing. It's never just one thing, but that's something we're going to study, and we have been studying, but we'll put it all together here again later today, tomorrow.
We'll go to Dave and then Tim McManus.
Hey, Nick, now that you know the situation with seeding in the NFC, what's your plan for week 18? And if you can you take us into the background of how you make a decision like that?
Yeah, I guess it's really still – there's still things up in the air as far as seeding goes, right? I mean, it's pretty similar to where we were last week. You know, what you end up going through is obviously we've done it both ways. We've had opportunities to rest. We've had opportunities to continue to get a better seed and played. So really, I don't think, you know, your process, you go through all those different things, but every season's a little bit different. Every team's a little bit different. We'll end up doing what we think's the best for the team. And that, you know, as we go through our process, and we're still thinking through that. You know, that's not a decision I have to make today or even tomorrow. It's just something that you have to go through the process of making it. And so, again, at the end of the day, we'll do what we feel is best for the team. I know there'll be debate about, you know, whatever it is that we do, but, you know, that's why we have to go through our process and do what we feel is best to help our team, you know, moving forward.
We'll go to Tim and then Ruben Frank.
Hey, Nick, Jalen has had two different second halves this season where he threw for 0 yards, but you guys won both of those games. Just trying to make sense of that. Is that something that is, I know you don't want 0 yards, but is that sort of part of the formula, or are you looking at it as something that needs to get rectified?
Yeah, you know, obviously, like I said to you guys yesterday, like being up 13-0 at half is not, I mean, you'd rather be up 13-0 than be down 13-0, obviously, but by no means are we ever saying, hey, that's good, you know, take your foot off the pedal. Like, we're trying to press still and go and continue. You don't start thinking about that until well into the fourth quarter of when you start to get into type of football where you're, and it's not even taking your foot off the gas, where you're using clock and doing things like that. Again, we just all have to, you know, I have to do a better job in that second half to, you know, to allow us to be in those positions. You know, I think that we weren't efficient first, second down, and then we had obviously had a hard time there on third down. And when you get into those where you're having some three and outs, you know, when drives don't extend, obviously your yards are coming way down, your efficiency is coming way down. All those things are happening. And so I think it makes it look like, you know, we had a very limited amount of plays, but, you know, we weren't executing, we weren't putting them guys in positions to succeed to allow drives to start so we could get into that. Again, you never want no passing yards, obviously. And obviously we didn't have very many rushing yards either, so it was everything. It wasn't just, you know, the passing game. We just weren't efficient enough on offense, and we all share in that, you know, execution, coaching, everything.
We'll go to Ruben and then Brooks Cubino.
Hey, Nick, you guys have the best road record in football since you got here in 2021. What goes into having success on the road from your perspective?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot, obviously. Great communication has to happen on the road. And we had some communication. We had a couple things where, you know, communication that got us yesterday. So it's not like we were perfect. You always are trying to be perfect in that aspect. But, you know, communication and executing in the crowd noise is huge. Whether you're home or whether you're away, I think it always comes down to fundamentals, you know, and playing together as a football team and playing, you know, with relentless effort. And having, you know, I think another thing about, you know, where, you know, having the road record that we do, I think that's a product of really good players and good coaches. And so, you know, it's everything that goes into that. But good mental toughness, I think that really signifies your mental toughness too, to be able to go and, like, we experienced some highs and some lows yesterday, and we were able to continue to be relentless in our approach, handling ups and downs. You know, they ended up making a critical mistake in the game, and we didn't, which was ended up being the difference in that game. So again, coming down to fundamentals. So yeah, but just great resilience by the guys, you know, and we prepare for that as coaches and players.
We'll go to Brooks and then Jeff McClain.
Hey, Nick, I wanted to ask you about some of those plays that you were trying to get out of in that last stretch in the second half. I mean, you guys put in Dallas Goedert and a couple of I formation looks, and seems like you get the nickel to stay on the field, but you ran away from him twice. I'm sure to strategy, you keep those things in-house, but I'm just curious what strategy you're kind of pursuing in general in those things, or at the very least, are you getting what you want out of those looks execution-wise?
You know, you're saying when we brought him home and he was in the two-back set?
Yeah, he was your
fullback. Anytime you have different formations in the game, you want to be able to attack multiple ways, whether it's strong side, weak side, play action, drop back. You're always thinking through that. And, you know, yesterday we had a couple of plays with that set that we had success on, and we had a couple that they got us. That's football. You obviously want to be successful on every single play that you have. But it's so important that for us as coaches to be meshing things together. And even though you may have them meshed together on your call sheet, you also got to get them called within the game to keep the defense off balance. So, one play they're in one coverage. And had we had them in the other coverage, which you're making educated guesses out there as coaches, you know, and they're educated guesses, but, had we had him in the other coverage on the one, you know, a little bit bigger of a play. And if we had him in the other coverage on the other one, would have been a little bit bigger play. But, you know, that's football. And you got to be able to block and react to every different look that you can possibly get. There's, you know, the amount of plays that you have in a game plan and the amount of different things that the defense can do to you are endless. So that's why you're just trying to make best educated guesses as you go. And sometimes you call the perfect play and sometimes you don't. And that's just the way it goes, you know, because they're getting paid on the other side as well.
We'll go to McLean and then Bo Wolf.
Nick, it looked like on a number of the runs in the second half that you guys were running in the heavy boxes with unfavorable numbers. Did you feel like you guys should have gotten out of some of those calls? And what can Jalen do, to audible there? And the follow-up there would be, you know, is the fact that you guys are getting to the line so late and later than any team in the NFL, is that crippling his ability to change the play?
Yeah, the amount of time that you have up at the line of scrimmage is critical. And so, again, we're continuing to press our operation. We haven't had a pre-snap penalty in a couple weeks, but, you know, we continually want to get better there. There are different plays within our system that Jalen can get to different things. There are plays that are call and run it plays. And even though you sometimes have a heavy box, you don't want the defense always dictating to you what you have to do. And so even when you have a heavy box, sometimes there's different variations of how you can block that box. You know, I know sometimes it is, Jeff, a true number count, but sometimes it is, you know, hey, you're booking somebody on the backside and you're counting on him having to run through a bunch of junk to make the play, and sometimes you're reading him. And so there's different ways that you can account for heavy boxes. And sometimes it is, like you said, to check out of it. But you can't be extreme in any one of them. There's a time and place for each one of them. They all have to be part of our thought process as coaches to prepare Jalen to go out and execute. And Jalen, you know, does a really good job of seeing it on the field and helping us get in and out of good plays. And we'll continue to use him to help us do that, because I think he's outstanding at what he sees on the field and being able to get us into the right checks.
We have time for two more, so we'll go to Bo and finish with Zach Berman.
Hey, Nick, the end of the Washington game, there was that fight, and then Dan Quinn had some words about, you know, we'll see those guys again soon. I'm curious if that is at all a part of your calculation as you go through the process of deciding whether to play the guys on Sunday.
No, again, like we talked about, I respect this team. I respect the game of football. I respect Coach Quinn and all his players there. way too much to ever do anything where we thought we were doing anything wrong in that situation. So I have the utmost respect for this football team that we're about to play. We'll do what's best for our football team in every aspect. You can't think about anything else other than that. And so that's what we'll do as we continue to think through this thing.
Thank you.
We'll finish with Zach here.
Hey, good afternoon, Nick. If I can follow up on that and on Dave's question, if the number two seed is reasonably possible as it is, I guess why would you not go for it? What's the reason not to play?
Yeah, again, we've had different scenarios. I think sometimes, again, you know, we don't know what we're doing yet, right? Or you guys don't know what we're doing yet. We're leaning and we're getting all the information and going. But this is a marathon of a season. And I look back, and I guess to say why would we not play? Because that's your question. I said if I look back and how beneficial some of the buys that we've had have been, right? That's part of the reason why you think through it, right? It's a marathon of a season. You give you guys some rest. You get some time to think through some different things, even though you're preparing for an opponent as you go. Both times that I've been here that we've been to the Super Bowl, we've had that opportunity for a bye. And that's 22 and obviously 24. In 21, we created ourselves a bye as well. You had the opportunity to do that. Now it didn't, we didn't go to Tampa and win because we didn't win that game, obviously. And 23, we played a little bit in that aspect. And all these different scenarios, like you have a bunch of different scenarios. And yes, your seating's not locked down yet, but you are thinking, hey, can I put ourselves in the best position seating-wise? But while also you're thinking to yourself how important, buys are and creating them if you don't earn the right for the first round buy. So those are all things you got to think through and go through, because I think a lot of guys would say last year that, that was a big deal of being able to have the bye last year, a built-in bye last year to set us up for what we ultimately did last year.
I appreciate Thanks. That. That's the reason. Thank you.
No. Thanks, Coach. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So there it is, Nick Sirianni's game after press conference. There is something important I want to ask you about there because it was touched on by Zach Berman at the end. But I think the most important thing to wonder is, should Rod Lakin fire James Seltzer for that jump in Buffalo?
Wow.
Should he lose his job over that? Do you think he could lose his job with cause?
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
You fire James Seltzer and that whole morning show goes to hell.
That would be a problem. That would obviously be a problem. Now, Buzz is whispering in my ear he could do that job and jump on the table. But no, but seriously, no, should he fire him? No, I'm just kidding. So Coach Sirianni will not commit to playing the players on Sunday. And originally, so he had to answer the question basically three different times. I forget who asked it first, then Bo Wolf asked, and then Zach Berman asked as well. The first time he answered it, I thought he was just playing coy. I don't want to tell you, blah, 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 blah. But the more he got pressed on it, the more he was talking about the value of sort of a bye without a bye, because they're not going to have a bye in the first round.
Yeah.
I really believe they're considering not playing guys on Sunday. I think that would be an enormous mistake.
Yeah, I would not like that.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead. I mean,
because what if Chicago loses?
Right, right. And they could lose.
Yeah.
They're point and a half favorite over Detroit.
You know, Detroit.
Detroit's not going to lay down.
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't expect the Dan Campbell team to lay down, so I expect them to go out there and play and try to win that game. And maybe they feel like – see, I'm looking at the value of having the number two seed being more critical than the rest aspect. Because here's the thing. You're not resting 22 players.
You can't rest your whole offensive line.
So you're not
line.
Resting yeah. everybody. So right. somebody is playing Sunday, meaning of the starters.
Right.
They may not play the entire game or what have you, but the moment they step out on that field, they could be injured. So you're going to play them.
Right.
And going into a game with the mentality that you're just trying to play it safe and make sure you don't get injured, I'm never liked that idea. So I'm not changing just for the sake of being different. I had this energy last year with them in the playoffs. I mean, in that last game, but obviously I wanted to see Saquon break that record. That didn't happen.
Ding.
And they went on and won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So that worked out for them. Didn't make them look any better against Green Bay.
No, they didn't look good against Green Bay.
That's my point exactly. Right, right. They didn't make them play any crisper or have an explosive offense or any of that stuff. Right? And so you have that. In other words, I'm saying you really can't control that. You think you can, but you really can't, unless there's something that shows me that resting these players is automatically going to lead to wins in the postseason. I don't see how the opportunity to get the number two seed doesn't supersede that.
Yet
the potentially having two home playoff games.
Potentially three.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, you're getting two at least to get to the NFC championship game.
There's only – I know this sounds obvious. If you have the two seed, there's only one team who can have a home game against you in the playoffs.
Yep.
There's only one team. Only one. That'll be San Francisco or Seattle. Only one team.
Yep.
So that means that it's a distinct possibility that if you get to the NFC championship game, that game is at home. That game is at home. And here's the other thing on top of it. I would much rather play the Green Bay Packers. I know teams don't really think about this, but I would much rather play the Packers in the first round than have to play the Rams or the 49ers in the first round. I just the Packers are very injured team, have not been playing good football. I would much rather play the Packers, which you get from the two seed. And the thing having home games, I'm sorry, in the NFL, it is an enormous advantage.
Especially in the postseason.
To have home games.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to go to, Chicago or, right. I'd much rather have the Chicago game here.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know. Then you wonder who's sitting versus who's not sitting.
Right. Because you can't sit the whole offensive line.
Like Saquon, you'd probably limit.
Okay.
Saquon, Jalen, AJ, Devontae.
Brady probably wants to get to 1,000 yards receiving.
Yeah. You might as well sit Lane.
At this point, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Might as well.
Is he ever going to play again?
Yeah. Also, you're just tempting the football guys. I know
that somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, it's just you're trying to be cute about this.
Yeah.
When there's still a chance to get the two seed.
And the two seed thing, it's not one of those things where they have a 3% chance for the two seed, where this team has to win and this team has to lose and this team. The only thing that has to happen is the Detroit Lions have to beat the Chicago Bears and you have to win. That's it.
Yep.
The Detroit Lions can beat the Chicago Bears. The Bears are a good team, but they are another team that has been a tightrope team all year long. To your point that you said earlier, there's no way that the Detroit Lions are going into that game not trying to win the football game. They're going to try to win the football game.
Yep.
So that's a realistic – the Lions are 1.5 underdogs. They're not 2-touchdown underdogs or anything. They can win that football. I think it would be an enormous mistake to sit guys on Sunday with the two. And imagine they sit guys, and God forbid the Bears lose, and then we lose.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If you got players that are injured, I can understand that thought process.
Nakobe.
Yeah. If you got players that you want to use that extra week to get healthy, I totally get that. But sitting completely healthy players just for rest? You mean tell me A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith need rest? If you ask A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, I guarantee you they would say no. And if Tanner's going to play, they probably would run to the damn field. You know I'm right.
Why's that, Ike?
Well, I'm just saying. I know y'all faking it. You know damn well they'd be happy Sunday if Tanner's out there throwing the ball.
Oh, dude, you would have to put him in straitjackets.
AJ got 15 targets the last time he played with Tanner. You think they don't want to go out there and get their numbers?
Also getting cute is thinking that you can just go out there and win the football game without your starters.
Yeah.
You know that Washington is just going to lie down. Washington's not going to lie down either.
And Jalen's healthy.
Yes.
Again, I could see if they were dealing with some injuries.
Like, I'd sit Lane.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Lane and Nakobe.
Yeah.
Lane and Nakobe.
And if you want to sit, Landon's a little banged up.
Yeah.
Landon Dickerson.
Sure, anyone who's banged up.
Anybody that's banged up that you think needs
more
the rest.
Than normal football.
Yeah, like defensively.
I mean, Adoree's going to have to get out there. Keeley would have to get out there.
Yeah.
You know. Is Jacorian Bennett still on the Eagles?
Yeah, he is.
He's still there.
He's still on the Eagles. Yes.
Okay.
Man, Jahad wants to play. Jahad's like, hell, I didn't play for 6 weeks. I'm resting.
He got his job taken.
I'm ready to go. Yeah.
You see him out there flying around everywhere. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they progress through the week with this.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see.
I wonder if the line has changed at all based on what he just said.
I know.
With the line
you know,
was 7.5.
You know
and
who
half,
didn't
right?
like hearing that press conference? It's the commissioner.
I'm sure.
It's like, what do you mean? 425 game? You're talking about sitting everybody? And we just
425 game for the two seed.
Yeah, for the two seed, and you're going to sit everybody?
It's not. You're tempting the football gods. You're tempting the football gods.
So,
wild line now 8.5. Went from 7.5 to 8.5. So
Eagles,
yeah.
No, Washington.
Yeah.
That was me. Talking out loud instead of keeping those thoughts inside.
It's swung from 7.5 Eagles to 8.5 Commanders. All right. 215-592-9494. I can't believe Elliott feels like he would be a rest the starters guy.
Oh, he's always looking to get his players out.
Yeah.
I can't believe.
Mr. Softy.
I can't believe Eagles fans wouldn't want the Eagles to go for the two seed on Sunday.
But they're out there, though.
215-592-9494. Wow.
It's a few of them out there that are like, you need to rest the players. We can still beat Washington. See, that's the thing. They feel they can still beat Washington with the backups.
And what if you don't? Right? What if you don't?
DeCameron wants to sit the starters.
Really?
Yeah.
Not surprised at all.
Yeah.
Guy's been milking an ankle injury for 4 months.
Oh, yeah. And when does he even work?
It was good to see him.
He came in today. Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, the great Donovan McNabb joins us. We will talk to Donovan about what he thought the difference between the first and the second half was, and also why he took such a mean shot at Josh Allen on Twitter. Completely unnecessary.
If anything, you should empathize with Joshy.
Yeah. We are Chickies and Pete's in South Philly.
Don't stop that.
Catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Eagles. That is Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.